CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Banks, airlines, TV networks, and hospitals around the world thrown into turmoil overnight by a massive IT outage involving Microsoft. This traveler was among the crowd stranded at Miami International.
We're just stuck in limbo right now. We don't want to check our bags until we know the flights are actually going to take off.
More than 2,600 flights in the U.S. are delayed at the moment. Another 1,200 plus canceled. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is at the foreign desk.
The update was faulty, so any computer or system that installed it stopped working. The Australians were the first to report problems because in their time zone, their business day started many hours before ours. And then, of course, the problems appeared to spread. The issue has been identified, isolated, and a fix has been deployed.
Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike, which provides antivirus software to Microsoft's Windows devices, says the incident is not related to a cyber attack. Last hour in Russia, Wall Street Journal reports Evan Gershkovich was convicted and sentenced to 16 years in prison after he was convicted of espionage. Both Gershkovich and the Journal vehemently deny he was spying. Russian courts convict more than 99% of defendants. Donald Trump wrapped up the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last night, accepting his party's nomination for president.
This election should be about the issues facing our country and how to make America successful, safe, free, and great again.
He stood in front of a large screen that showed him with face bloodied, fist raised after last week's assassination attempt. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Former President Trump never made any mention of issues like access to abortion services or his support for January 6 rioters, and they said the choice for voters now has never been more clear. Tomorrow, Trump heads for his first campaign rally with his running mate J.D. Vance. They're off to the battleground state of Michigan.
President Biden is still recovering from COVID and hanging on to hopes of another 4 years. But CBS's We Judge Ang says his chances are dimming.
A new CBS News poll shows Biden trailing Trump in battleground states by 3 points and overall by 5 points. It is Trump's largest lead this campaign thus far. Two senior House Democrats tell CBS News they believe Biden could leave the race in the next few days.
In Tel Aviv, dashcam video captured the moment the IDF says an Iranian-made drone exploded, killing one person and wounding at least 10 others. Yemen's Houthi militia has claimed responsibility. S&P futures up 5, Dow futures off 72. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 25-year-old Racine woman faces first-degree reckless homicide charges for the death of an 11-month-old boy. Andy Prager is being held on a $500,000 bond after admitting to possibly setting the child down too hard. 10 children and one adult were hospitalized after a school bus collision in Racine County yesterday. It happened during a field trip, but injuries are not considered to be life-threatening. OSHA found inadequate safety measures at a Racine County garbage company. John's Disposal Service and John's Recycling faced nearly $400,000 in fines for 13 violations. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in Milwaukee next Tuesday. The visit comes amid calls for President Biden to reconsider his candidacy. Nick Dembski has been appointed permanent executive director of the Racine Public Library. Dembski's worked at the library for 17 years, rising through various positions. Downtown Racine's Music on the Monument series returns today. The event starts at 4:30 with live music and local restaurants open for food and drink. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Milwaukee's 0-3, looking for their first win in summer league play. Pete Dominguez is serving as the Bucks head coach and was asked, how does their rookie first round pick, A.J. Johnson, look so far?
The kid is, he has an infectious personality. He's someone that I think everyone, top to bottom in the organization, enjoys being around. And he just loves being on the court. He loves working. He understands that the learning curve, especially at his position, playing a lot of point guard, is going to be steep. He hasn't hasn't been fazed at all, and I think he's shown the right attitude, and obviously his confidence is where we need it to be. I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. I think that he's someone that you don't want to stunt his growth by kind of cutting back what you're giving to him. I think you just give him as much as you can and see what he could do with it.
Baseball, the Brewers head to Minnesota to face the Twins tomorrow night. In golf, Garrett Jones of Madison, the winner of this year's State Amateur Golf Championship. The 39-year-old shot an even par, good enough for the win at the Legend at Merrill Hills near Waukesha. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 80. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy. A little more humid by Sunday with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
WRJN. Well, since you put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. And I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco. Like nothing's gonna come my way, so I'm
gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Says right here at WRJN, I'm Cindy Huber. Oh my goodness, got a gorgeous, gorgeous morning. 70 degrees right now. The four tops could get better than this.
gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be bright, sunshiny.
The local news and timeless back hits. Oh my goodness. Hello. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Is Don Rosa still here? Maybe we need to put him back on the air until I get my mouth back from the cleaners. I am so ecstatic today. Today, Friday, July 19th, which means today's the last day of the All-Star break. Tomorrow, the Brewers are going to be with the Twins. And we'll be back to baseball in our long national crisis of 1 week. We'll be over and we'll be back to Brewers on the tube, on the radio, and of course here on 1400 AM, 99.1 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha. And you can listen live to the game tomorrow. The pregame show is at 5:35.
First impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date as it continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to five teeth starting at $500. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at rivercitydentallaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Awesome Buddy Holly, Peggy Sue on local news, timeless hits WRJN. I'm from Mason City, Iowa. I live right next to Clear Lake, Iowa. And every year in January, they hold a winter dance party. I'm Buddy Holly.
I lost my blood before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue. But when cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very
girl. Every day of my life, I wanna have you. You made me so very happy. I wanna spend my life thanking you. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
WRJN.
News and Timeless is WRJN. Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. Yeah, Michael Bolton had a successful remake of this, but still to me, Percy Sledge's When a Man Loves a Woman is still the definitive version of this song. Not that you care. What, Cindy said that? Okay, never mind. But one thing, we've got the news. We're just in front of the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. If you hear any of the stories that our dear Stuart J. Waddles has for you, and you go, I wish I'd know a little bit more about that story, you can always go on our website, WRJN.com, and scroll down for the latest news.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC confident about their chances of retaking the White House, especially as multiple reports say President Biden could get out of the race soon. Wisconsin GOP Chair Brian Schimming.
They'll be writing books about this for decades.
Democrats say they can win on issues, no matter who's their nominee.
Telling that Democratic story and sharing our vision, there's no doubt in my mind that we'll be able to win this election.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Two Republican state lawmakers want ballot drop boxes monitored by law enforcement and cameras in Wisconsin. The bill from Representative Scott Krug and Senator Dan Knodel would require round-the-clock monitoring for drop boxes. Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Quick-thinking civilian boaters saved the day when a vessel had trouble 6 miles out on Lake Michigan near Kenosha Wednesday. With the Coast Guard occupied in Milwaukee, local authorities turned to Marine Channel 16 for assistance. The captains of two boats named Weekend at Bernie's and Anger Management responded to the call, successfully aiding the distressed vessel and its occupants. The death of an 11-month-old boy has resulted in homicide charges for a 25-year-old Racine woman. Andy Marie Prager has been arrested and charged with first-degree reckless homicide after the death of the child Wednesday in her care. A criminal complaint says she admitted to possibly causing the injuries by setting him down too hard. She's being held on a $500,000 cash bond with a preliminary hearing set for next week. There's a new library leader in Racine. Nick Dembski, a longtime employee of the Racine Public Library, has accepted the position of permanent executive director after serving in an interim role since July of 2023. Dembski's 17-year career at the library has seen him rise through the ranks from circulation shelver to deputy director before taking on the leadership role. The library board president is expressing enthusiasm for Dembski's appointment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 80. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy. A little more humid by Sunday with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
On WRJM with local news, timeless hits, and a little bit of me, honey, and a little bit of you. Here's the Monkees.
Walk up, Bill, don't you walk up. We got things to say. But I-
Okay, that's enough of the DJ singing. All right, that's my husband. Even when your own husband, you get home and your husband goes, oh, I heard you doing it again on the air. Would you stop that or I'm not going to listen to you? And I'm thinking, well, that would be okay because most of the show is about him anyway. So, no, just in case he's listening. Just kidding, honey. You know, living in Racine, my goodness, if I could somehow swing it, I would live here. The amount of things you have to do over the summer, I can't believe. We just don't have things like that. We have some things going on and we have festivals, but you know, those tickets are getting expensive. And yet you have things like Music on the Monument tonight. You've got the Incorruptibles playing. They're the band at 4:30. You can sit there. You can enjoy the restaurants downtown and you can just have fun and listen to free music. Oh, my goodness. Did I mention free? That is tonight again, 4:30 to 7. You want more details? Just go online at racinedowntown.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to five teeth starting at $550. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at RiverCityDentalLaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Outside your winter's day.
Mamas and Papas, WRJN with local news and timeless hits. And speaking of news, Stuart J. Waddles coming up with local news, CBS National News, and our very own Mike Clemens with sports. Just minutes away here, WRJN.
Town Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
I met her in the club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her name and in the dark room voice she said, Lola.